Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you until 10 a.m. this morning. We are with you for the next 4 hours. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Nobody's saying no, Seth. Nobody.
What?
Nobody is saying no to the possibility of J.J. Watt returning. There has not been a definitive no from J.J. Watt. D'Amico Ryans had a chance to kind of stem the tide yesterday. He did the complete opposite of that. Even Nick Caserio on Pat McAfee's show last week didn't close the door on it. Nobody is saying no right now to this.
Yeah. I think that it's really... I would be surprised if this happens anytime before October, maybe November. I would put the over-under on JJ going to play somewhere at November 6th.
Okay.
I think that
you're putting an over-under on it seems to indicate that you think it's got a better than a puncher's chance of happening.
The biggest thing about it is that JJ said that he's, you know, this is the last year that he's going to be available to play because he's not going to be working out
like
this.
Big tell.
So, like, why on earth would he be working out like this then if it wasn't specifically to prepare for a potential return?
Yeah.
So I think it's very much out there. And yet, you know, he doesn't – I would – like, whether it's ring chasing or anything else, I think, yeah, the ideal scenario would be coming back to play for the Texans and to go win a Super Bowl with the Texans. But – I think if he's got one more year of football in him for now,
yeah,
that I if I were him, I would wait and be sure.
Yep.
And I would wait and be sure that I was going to a team that was at the very least like almost definitely going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I agree with that. He's at that stage for sure. And we've seen more and more veteran players doing that. So what are we talking about here? People are, if they're just waking up and they didn't see online yesterday, D'Amico Ryans met with the media at the Texans charity golf tournament. We'll get to D'Amico in a second, but just to reset kind of where we are on all this, this all really stemmed from Saturday at the softball game, the J.J. Watt charity softball game, in which J.J. Watt and D'Amico Ryans were teammates, so they had plenty of time to talk about this in the dugout. But J.J. Watt was asked by our Brandon Scott about the temptation of coming back to play football to fill that competitive void. And here's what JJ had to say.
How do you resist, JJ, all of the names that you listed and D'Amico? Obviously, you know D'Amico, haven't played with him. How do you, the competitor in you, resist like the not being that far removed from playing? How do you resist the temptation?
Oh, I mean, I'm a very fortunate, lucky man. I got a beautiful wife. I got a beautiful son. I've had 12 great years in this league, and I'm very thankful to have walked away healthy and playing great. I mean, I told D'Amico last year, I said, don't call unless you absolutely need it, but if you ever do call, I'll be there. And he knows not to call unless he absolutely needs it. This is the last year I'll tell him that, because I'm not going to keep training the way I've been training, but he knows that if he ever truly does need it, I'll be there for him, but I don't anticipate that happening. They got a very good crew.
Okay, so that was Saturday. So you and I talked about this plenty yesterday, Seth, at least once an hour. We're going, okay, well, that was a move by JJ right there to put the ball in D'Amico's court. Like, hey, it's up to D'Amico. Yeah. If you need me, call me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So D'Amico Ryans meets with the media yesterday at the Texans golf tournament and was asked about JJ Watt and what JJ had said on Saturday. And here's what D'Amico had to say.
I love to hear JJ saying he's ready. I got his number ready to go just in case we need him. JJ, you know, planning his softball event this past weekend. It was fun to see all the guys. JJ looks good. He's in shape. He's ready to roll. So I may need to make that call. So I'm happy that that it's open from him. You know, JJ is an outstanding player, man. He's been an outstanding player for a long time in this league. And I'm proud of him for what he's able to do in the community. Still reaching back, and the people that he's touched here in the city of Houston is outstanding to see the response and all the people that showed up to support him this past Saturday. So, man, really proud of JJ.
In what circumstance would you, because he said call him only if you need him, but under what circumstances would you actually call?
I need him now. I need to make that call right now. Anytime you get JJ Watt's ready to go, I'm ready to go.
All right, there you go. A little volley back on the JJ side of the court.
I think that, honestly, because I've seen some people, you know, raise the point, in a valid one, that I saw Cody Stutes say this the other day, which was, look, if the Texans didn't call on him last year when they were so banged up on the defensive line and making a playoff push, like, when was a better time to call J.J. Watt? I think that a plausible scenario in my mind is this, that J.J., like everybody else who retires and thinks that they know exactly what they want, and they feel like they're done with it, especially after a whole bunch of injuries, that sometimes that either that fear of missing out or that regret or whatever doesn't sink in maybe until even a year later. And if JJ had broached the topic with D'Amico last year during the season and he said, hey, just call me in case of an emergency, I think that maybe at that point JJ was just starting to realize, okay, you know what? Boy, my body feels good. I'm watching these other guys play that aren't as good as me, you know, around the league. And but it wasn't something. It's hard to just jump in like that when you haven't actually prepared and worked out the way you want to. He said that last summer, remember? Mm-hmm. He wasn't doing football workouts.
That's right.
He was doing just kind of aggressive middle-aged man workouts just to look good. And now, you know, these last couple months, we've seen Instagram photos of JJ squatting deep squats, like with looks like a lot of weight on the bar. Mm-hmm. I think doing more of the football type stuff. It might have been that, you know, it might have been that trip back to NRG last year for the induction into the Ring of Fame, where the Ring of Honor, where he started working out with the team and everything again. But he would not have felt ready to go at that point.
No.
He would have felt like, yeah, I'm in great shape, but I'm not in football shape.
I remember him saying, I'll need to look this up. I remember him tweeting out at some point during the season, and if I'm misremembering this is on me, but I'm
is it pictures of his cleats or wearing cleats?
No. It was when he went to go visit TJ up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
To go to a game of TJ's up in Pittsburgh during the season.
Yeah.
And he was watching TJ go through the whole process that weekend, including just getting up and going to the stadium that morning. And I remember JJ tweeting something about him, like that being the moment where he realized how much he missed just the process of playing football every weekend.
Yeah.
And it was in season at some point. And I would say maybe the trip, Seth, that it really started to hit home with him back here to Houston was in Thanksgiving, when the Cardinals and the Texans were playing the week before Thanksgiving. He was back here. He went to that game. He stayed at Cushing's. He was in the building all week that week with those guys. Look, only JJ knows the answer to it. We're just speculating based on clues on social media and things like that. But I 100% agree with your sentiment that he has a much clearer view of what retirement and football mean to him right now than he did a year ago.
Right.
You know,
right, yeah.
You know, than he did 3 months after retiring. Now he's at a year and 3 months. You know,
and he's been steadfast and always said, you know, last summer and before that, that it's to get ready to play a season of football, he feels like he's got to work out a certain way. Mm-hmm. And he hadn't been doing that last year. Mm-hmm. He looks like it's conceivable that he has been doing that now, just by reference to him talking about the workouts that he's been doing. And I think that's, you know, Chad Johnson yesterday on what are they called? Shannon Sharpe's
Is it Club Shay Shay? Is it Club
Shay? It's not Club Shay Shay. It's something different. But okay. When it's those two together, he swears that he could go back and play right now. I think he's in his 50s by now. But he said that he works out in the offseason with Ja'Marr Chase and Stephon Diggs, yeah. And he mentioned a few other people.
Yep.
And I couldn't tell whether he was being serious or not, but he was, you know, claiming he could come back and play. I guess that would be the other big clue is if we actually saw JJ taking pass rush reps against current offensive linemen at some camp somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Or some workout facility.
Yeah, yeah. Chad Johnson, 46 years old, so you're close.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
November 8th, 2023, headline. Steelers made J.J. Watt realize he misses football. The FOMO was quick, but the All-Pro got those feelings when he was at his brother's Steelers game. So that was November 8th, and then 11 days later, he's at the Texans and the Cardinals game, and he's here all week long for Thanksgiving working out in the building. So, and that was about the time where we started kicking that around as a topic, too, like late in the season, you know? So that's, I don't know if it matters where the exact inflection point was where he realized how much he misses football, but it seems pretty clear that as of, what's today, May 7th? May 8th, whatever it is. It's pretty clear to me everybody's open to this right now, including, look, this is Nick Caserio when he was asked about it on the Pat McAfee show last week.
Yeah, I think JJ's focused on softball. No, I have a lot of respect and appreciation for JJ. I mean, when I took the job in February of 21, he was one of the first players that I actually spoke to. So certainly respectful of JJ, his career, what he's done for the organization, what he's done for the city of Houston. I'm not going to speak for him about what he wants to do relative to playing football. I'll let him disclose that on your show. But
pretty much already.
Hey, what's everybody? What's everybody is talking like around this?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's weird.
Everybody.
Is that D'Amico?
Yes. May. It's very early. It's May. The season doesn't start until September. Between him and Brady, like, we'll see who jumps back in first.
How much did he raise in that, what, $43 million or something?
That's good. We know. We're good there. Nobody has said. No, everybody's had a chance to shut this down.
Right.
In the last, you know, so what was that interview with Nick? Thursday on the McAfee show or Friday? It was Friday. I think it was the day after we had him last week. So maybe Thursday or Friday, whatever. Last 5-6 days, everybody's had a chance to shut this down, and nobody shut it down. Everybody's just dropping little breadcrumbs everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and it's also, I don't know, it's one of those things that you don't want to shut down necessarily, even if it's not an imminent reality. Who's going to be the person that says, like, nope, JJ's not welcome here? You know, it's like Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans or Cal McNair, any of them going to say, oh, yeah, the guy that we just inducted into the Hall of Fame, even if they privately felt that, no, that's not right for right now,
yeah,
I don't think they're going to say it. Yeah. And then there's always, like, the whole, you know, the whole matter of pay and what like it has to be brought up at some point.
Absolutely. Yeah, JJ would be the one to shut it down if there's anybody who would do that. You're right. And he didn't shut it down. Like, it's out there. It's kind of fun. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll circle back to this. There's plenty of questions about this still. This is a nice little nugget and kind of a dead part of the season here as we await the schedule release, which may or may not be this week now. I saw over the weekend May 9th, and now we're seeing maybe next week. Who knows? But we'll get to all that. Let's circle over to the Astros. This is a really, really, really important stretch of games coming up here. 3 at New York against the Yankees, 3 in Detroit against the Tigers. What's the real length of this season right now for the Astros? We'll explain and discuss coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.